Any questions?
One question is that in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion, it explains that the qualities of Sudha Bhakti and Klesha Agni and Subhada, these are qualities of Sadhana Bhakti. So it seems that these are only complete at Nishta. Is that correct understanding or not? When are they complete?
Coming to bhava.
Then why are they, you mean, ashakti?
Upper state bhava. Siddha sattva.
Then why are they considered the qualities of sadhana?
These are all sadhana. Up to bhava. In mitha, no bhajan.
Because no ruchi.
Especially raganuga sadhan up to bhava. Vishuddha sattva coming. So, at that time, Klesha Agni in full term. Not full term, but yet some smell lives there. When a sadhak has darshan of Krishna after having prema, then no smell also. That time it becomes fully Klesha Agni and Subhada both. Begins from Nishtha. And at last, in full, when the bhakti reaches at the stage of bhava. But yet smell lifts. When prem comes and she sees Krishna, then fully goes. That is Klesha Agni, last stage. And Subhada. Subh means Krishna Prema is Subha. To take the darshan of Krishna is Subha. But begins from this Anarthanibhriti.
Anarthanibhriti. Because Anarthas are, they are Klesha.
So in Nishtha, not fully, not goes. It goes some. In Ruchi, half. In Asakti, 3/4. In
Bhav,
fully goes, but it smells thick, lives there. And then Krishna Prem comes and sees Krishna. Then fully smell and everything. I have placed a kerosene oil tin here. Understand?
Yes.
And so much smell is coming. Then I will keep out that kerosene till there. Kerosene till tin is not there. But a smell is there.
Good.
Yeah. And then when sarisa oil, sarisa mane?
Mustard oil.
Will be given there. And neat and clean. And some dhup will be given there. Dhup, you know. Then it, the smell also will go. Like this. And then Diksha will be completed there.
In prema. another question also more from Bhaktivedanta Sindhu. That Rupa Goswami describes that there is two ways to achieve bhava. One is kripa and the other is sadhana. So until one by sadhana gradually one's consciousness is purified, anarchas go, and one's desire comes more and more. And then when one's consciousness is Vishuddha Sattva, when it is pure, then bhava can come. So bhava can't come until the consciousness is pure like that. It is like the pot cannot hold some vidladini until. So if that is the case, then how? That and also Rupa Goswami says that type of bhava that comes through sadhana is inferior to the bhava that comes through kripa. It doesn't burn as brightly. So through kripa, what is the nature of that bhava? And it cannot come before the consciousness is pure. Or is it so powerful it purifies the consciousness by itself, that kripa? It gives bhava and it also purifies.
I could not understand fully.
Yeah. How did you do?
Consciousness means?
Chitta.
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 The consciousness, anarchas are removed, ruchi comes, then ashakti, and then through sadhana, then bhakti sar comes, ladini sambit. So that is by sadhana, the process of attaining bhava by sadhana. But Rupa Goswami also describes the process of attaining bhava by kripa. So at that time, if you are getting by kripa, that means your consciousness is not asakti. So how can you hold or
just take this step. How is it through sadhana you go to bhava, so much hard work, gradual purification, but then through kripa, how is it immediately?
Not slowly, but
I think all comes by Krishna prasadaj or bhakti prasad. Sadhana will not go up to that place. Sadhana is secondary thing. Kripa is root, main thing.
For bhakti star to come, there must be kripa.
Especially in Raganga. Sadhana is only to satisfy themselves.
Remove an artist and get the taste.
But anartha will also go by the mercy of Guru Vaishnava and Bhagavan. Anyhow, mercy is there. Sadhana means what is the meaning of sadhana? First sadhana.
Practice.
What?
Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Panchanga Bhakti.
We think that sadhana is that Ha Devi Kaku Bharagada Gadayat Devasa Jate Nipatya Bhogi Dandavat Dhumatasi Asya Prasadama Buddhasya Janasya Kitya Gandharvite Tavagani Vananayi. Oh, Srimati Radhike, this prayer we are doing. Oh, Radhike, am so foolish, knowing nothing. Ajnani, I know nothing about this. But yet I know that by the grace of your grace, you can do anything. So, Ha Devi, Ha Ha, means repeating. Is praying that you should mercifully. I being ayogya, unqualified, but yet you should do mercy upon me. You should write my name in the list of your palyadasi. So, doing prayer like these all things. To Dham, Vrindavan Dham, Suradhatam, Shyamakum, Giraj, Vardhan, Yamuna, these are sadhana. To pray for their mercies. When our prayer will be pure, then they will give their mercy. This is sadhana and this is.
This is Radhanavasana.
This is Radhanavasana.
So he is asking what is the difference.
Why is the distinction made then? Rupa Goswami has made this distinction between sadhana and kripa siddhi.
Vishnu Chakravarti has told that a beggar was going, or any sadhu was going, he reached a village when sun was about to set. Went in the village and thought that today I will have to stay here. I went at a home and told that I will leave here tonight and in the morning I will go. The person told that you should take mahaprasadam here. You should take your meal here. He told that there are two ways. If you want to cook yourself, you can cook. I'll give you rice, dal, chawal, atta, sabji, all things, ghee, bura, chini, everything I will give you. I'll give you the pot and vessels and chachulla, chulla, you know, the stove and all this. You can cook and after cooking, you can give it, to offer it to your Radha Krishna and then you can take. Otherwise we have Vigraha's Radha Krishna here and we daily offer prasad to Naivedya to him, and if you like we can give you Mahaprasad. There are two sadhus there. One told that I will cook, and another told that I will not cook, I will take Mahaprasad. So, for one, he gave chawal, dal, everything. And for other, he gave Mahaprasad. To give chawal, dal, food, fire, pot, everything, is also mercy. He gave all these things. That is, Krishna is giving, or Vaishnava or Guru are giving him how to do practices, sadhana. So for sadhana also mercy is necessary there. If any Guru will not tell to his disciple that how he should do sadhana bhajan, what he can do? So this sadhana bhajan is also due to kripa. But it will take time, a long process. And by mercy of Krishna or his associates, it is also mercy he is giving. But cooking food, that is, all you should have prayed. So this is not in long term, and he, but to whom he will give,
who gets Krishna?
Who will decide that Krishna Prem should be given this time to him?
Vaishnava.
How he will consider? He will see that there is no honor. He is too utkanthit.
Eager.
Too eager. Without this he will not live. He will die. So they gave back him. This much. And for that which has chawal, dal and all others, that he a given sadhan, but equally they will long term do. And when they are anathi go, and he will be so utkanthit, eager for that, and he will come in the stage of that person, then he will also have pain.
So basically the same.
Yeah, but process long and
that person who is very utkanti, he must have at some point previous Purva Janma or something, he must have done.
Certainly. This is Purva Sanskar. Purva Sanskar. And easily he can have the association of Raganugat Rashi household. And that in process going, so much delay. He'll have to take Diksha, then hearing Katha, and after that he will come in Raganuga term, and then going, at last when he will come on that stage, Vaishnava or Krishna will be. He will see that, he is eager army. If a man or monkey is not thirsty, if anyone gives water very cool, very fragrant water, very cool and very good water, he will taste. So he is not qualified to give his mercy. He cannot adopt it.
But Rupa Goswami has also said that there is or maybe in one of the tikkas, it's explained that there is a difference in the quality. If someone gets bhava by sadhan, it's different than if one gets by kripa. That will be bright.
By kripa, anyone can have bhaji bhakti bhava. It may be. And he will also have bhaji bhakti bhava. And in long term, if he associates with Rasik Vaishnava in Vaidhi also, and anyhow, he is so much fortunate to have the association of them, then he may be turned into Raganuga.
But in Ragmarg, there's no difference. If one is Bhava Bhakta, he is Bhava Bhakta. Whether he is Kripa or Sadhana, it doesn't make any difference.
Like Bharat Maharaj. He has gone up to Bhava. But there was Bhava, but Vaidhi Bhakti Bhava. No Braj Bhava, no Rasik Vaishnava. But Bilva Mangal, he was also a sadhak, not siddha. But anyhow, his previous sanskar was there, and it was covered by him. But after that, he got the association of Chintamani. He increased and that bhava, he increased. But yet it was at first lust, But when he pushed him, then his eyes were open and last sanskar came out. And Krishna gave him his associates. He came and inspired him. He has accepted it. Sikhi Purusham Auli, Siksha Guru.
Krishna
gave him all these aspirations. Outwardly, inwardly, especially inwardly. And he became so. And at last he became Siddha of Braja Rasa. There is a slope that I am. He says, "Oh, Subhananda, I go. आज कितने में पंडित जी को ले जाएगा? तो बोल देना. And Nannumal Kavik that I will meditate. I will ध्यान
meditate.
Sikhi Purusham Auli. And I will utter the name of Krishna of very sweet name related to the what that leela, past times of Krishna, like Ras Bihari, Radhana, Radha Govinda, Radha Ramana, Radha Man Bhanjan Kari. Understand?
One who broke the man of Radha.
That name. Having the mood that I will be the Dasi of Radhika. Bring all things to Krishna, meditating, worshipping, doing aradhana of Krishna. But his heart is there that I want to be the Palya Dasi of Radhika, Dasi of Radhika. And then Krishna will be so pleased to make me the Dasi of Radhika. So doing everything, our sadhana, but we will soon think that what will be uncool for our sadhana bhajan. So worshipping Krishna, meditating Krishna, uttering Krishna, but always have the mood, one thing only, I want to be so. Radhika Das. So we should do anything, but that thing should be in our heart.
Mm.
This mood will be. But it is for only as bhans devotees. They are bound to think here and there all these things. Those who have really asakti in this body and asakti in all the pleasant things for this body, they are not qualified for these things. Only very qualified devotees are for these things. But tendency of Raganga Bhajan Bhakta becomes so.
By hearing, the eagerness comes an association.
If the association is real and our heart is also concerned.
But it seems that if the association is very powerful, then it can transform a heart that's not qualified even.
What qualified association is there? So powerful. So, वो जो कि जाके मुझे आकर्षण करे लोहा
मैग्नेट
मे बी सो पावरफुल सो पावरफुल बट द आयरन इज कवर्ड विथ क्ले इट कैनॉट कैच सो बोथ आर नीडेड दिस इज रियली पावरफुल एंड दैट शुड बी क्लियर.
What does it mean that it is clear? It means the not in a vritti or
ankara. All these things.
And there's some sanskar, purva sanskar also is needed.
Everything. I need or no? I want or no? This is the question. Only the thing.
Lips. Service, just speaking it.
Just speaking will not do.
Yeah.
In what state his heart is there? It is. Has written good things in Bhajan Rahasya. We should read carefully to adopt all this.
Little question. How in Vallabh Krishna Manjali it describes how Krishna gave Shyamataka jewel to Balaram, Baladev,
mm-hmm.
Krishna gave Shyamataka jewel money to Baladev, Baladev gave to Madhu Mangal, and Madhu Mangal gave to Radhika. But in Dasama Skanda of Bhagavat, it describes how a different type of story, how Satyajit got this Shyamataka jewel from Sun God, and then the Sun Satyajit had that, and then he was killed for it. Is this the same jewel? How did, if Radhika had this jewel, how did the Sun God?
You know that you have read. Rasika and Kalamban jumped in Jamuna and son took with Visakha to his abode. Rasika was deep there, and after Krishna went to Dwarka and he was married with
Satyavama,
Rukmini, and all others. Then some returned it to Dwarka Prakatliya, and he came in the womb of Saptadhi's wife. At that time son took that money with him, and Saptadhi worshipped so much son, and he knew that Radhika is going to his wife's home, so this Samantak money should be given to him. So Saptarshi was given that money by son, and he took it, and by that he became so much rich, and after that he was followed by
Akura
and all others. He was dead by attack of deer,
lion.
And after lion was
Jambavan,
killed Jambavan, and he took the money. And after that, Jamwan gave Krishna returned the money to him. But Krishna returned to
Saprajna,
brother of Saprajna.
Pasena.
But he also was killed by anyone of Yadav, and the crew was in that involved, and they took that money. Satabhama went to Krishna in Indraprastha and told all these things. Then Krishna came and they followed them. They went to Janakpuri. After there, Krishna and Balde followed them. They killed that person, but money was not with them. Where it went, they knew that a crew has. And he was in Kashi. Kashi was at that time opposite to Krishna. So he was living there. After that, he anyhow Krishna politely called Sakala.